Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. Got a full show we'll have on with us from Fox Sports, Jen Hale on shortly. And then at 4:35, we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Sumrall, for our Tulane Tuesdays segment. Want to tell everybody at 7 o'clock we'll have our Saints Hour with Mike Haas. His guest tonight will be Pat Swilling, who legend here with the Saints, and I think somebody that should be in Pro Football's Hall of Fame. He was that good of a player. So Haas will be talking to Pat Swilling, and Mike will also be talking to the owner of the New Orleans Saints and the New Orleans Pelicans, Gail Benson. Before we talk to Jen, I want to wish all veterans happy Veterans Day. We can't thank them enough for their service and their time spent in guarding our country and doing what they had to do. And my dad served in World War II. I got numerous uncles that served, and a whole lot of cousins too. So can't thank them enough for their service for our country that they do each and every day. And it's one of the honors I have. They asked me to go on over the weekend, when Armed Forces Radio Network, and it's really my pleasure to do it. It's a little deal of you got to wake up early in the morning and that sort of thing at 4 something, but you see what they have to do on a daily basis. It's not a big deal, and so it's a real honor for me to do that each and every weekend for our servicemen. Charlie, I'm going to ask you, have we connected with Miss Jen yet? Okay, we're still trying to get in touch with Miss Jen Hale, and when we do so, we'll bring it to you right away. Certainly a news. And the League of Eagles will be the ones who really make money out of this. But Brian Kelly in basically suing LSU for his full amount, which is near $54 million on his contract. And there's a cause situation that has been brought into that. We'll see how all that works out. But if it's Brian Kelly getting the money or some kind of, I guess, legal settlement with this, the guys who are really making the money are the lawyers for Brian Kelly and the lawyers for LSU, because they're not going to do this for free. So we'll see how this settles out. It may end up in court. I would think, for both parties, you'd be better off trying to settle this before it really does go to court in some manner. So we'll see how this plays out. But again, got your dirty laundry hung out again now after things started to settle down a little bit at LSU with Virg Ausberry becoming the athletic director, Wade Roos becoming the president. It was a little bit of calmness in things, but now this raises back up. And the long-term part of this is people from outside of here. This is not unusual for the state of Louisiana, and to see politics and everything getting involved in deals involving the coach and LSU and everything else, it's a bad image when you kind of hang your dirty laundry out to when you're in a coaching search hunt, as you are. I think that's never a good sign when that sort of things happen, and how people from here who maybe don't understand Louisiana feeling as though, hey, if I sign a contract, will you try to not pay me the full amount if it doesn't work out? But, you know, you got to be careful here, because if you're going to boosters and people who have a lot of money and who help the school, you can go to the geese that laid the golden egg maybe one time too many, because in their businesses, their deal is, I pay for people who are productive and are still working for me, not for somebody who's not here. So, man, it's a really fine line as we're going through the ever-changing world of college athletics to see how people walk this tightrope in many ways to try to, I guess, go on the little cheaper side. $30 million, still tremendous amounts of money. But when you sign a contract, then, you know, and you signed it in good faith and he signed it in good faith, what kind of cause part in this? I think that's going to be the part that's going to be interesting to see played out. If this does go to court, I would suspect, Charlie, to be honest with you, this is going to be a deal you could try to do away from the court where both sides don't have a bad look to them.
So, Mike, our guy Wilson Alexander at The Advocate has done a fantastic job of reporting on this, saying that Kelly rejected settlement offers of $25 and $30 million. And then, you know, because he wasn't, quote unquote, officially terminated by the school, they had brought up the idea of firing him for cause. That is the key part of this entire thing, Mike.
Yes.
For those that don't know, if Kelly is fired for cause, LSU does not need to pay that $54 million buyout. So that's why Coach Kelly is suing, because and they might have to prove in a court of law what the cause is for firing Coach Kelly. And that could be a number of different things. But it's going to be a messy situation to watch unfold if this does, in fact, go to court. But as you said, Mike, there's always the potential that they get this settled out of court and find some kind of middle ground. But
you're better
time,
off.
Yeah,
you're better off that way for both sides, right, to be honest with you. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. And at around 4:35, we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Sumrall, for our Tulane Tuesday segment today. Been a lot of talk about Asante Samuel, the L.A. Chargers free agent cornerback. The Saints had interest in him. I'm not real sure how much interest he had back, but he was certainly looked at by a number of teams. He had the spinal fusion procedure done. He's been fully cleared, and he has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you watch the Steelers play the last few weeks, you can understand they need as much help in the secondary as they can get. So Asante Samuel, who had been to talk a lot in the offseason, I do think the Saints made a pitch for him, but he has decided that he was – going to head out to Pittsburgh, and he'll play with the Steelers. Charlie, this coming weekend, and we started off early Saturday morning because LSU plays at 11:45. At 7 o'clock, we'll have our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show. Myself along with Herb Tyler, LSU Arkansas. You can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL, starting at 11:45, and then as soon as the game is finished, 90 minutes of LSU. Postgame talk, then Herb and I finish it off until 6 o'clock, so we'll probably have about an hour and a half to an hour and 20 minutes of postgame for LSU Arkansas. And man, this Arkansas team, good gracious, they win the first two games. Now they played Alabama A&M and Arkansas State. They gave up a grand total of 21 points in two games. Since then, in the seven losses they've had, they've given up 279 points. Basically, that's an average. If you kind of round it off, it's like 39-8. So 40 points a game is what they've given up defensively. Man, they are getting torched on the defensive side, the football. They do have one big-time player. And you can watch him, number 10, Xavien Soare Jr., the linebacker. He originally was at University of Georgia, and then he transfers out to Arkansas, tall, lanky linebacker. Man, he can run the field. So far this year, 64 tackles, 4.5 tackles for losses, quarterback and a half sack, pass interception, one forced fumble. Man, can he run the field? Sorry's a really good-looking player, and he's got next-level ability in his ability to run east and west. He's a good open field tackler, also drops back well in coverage. But, Charlie, their defense is El Stinko. I mean, when you give up in seven games 279 points, that's a ton of points given up to your opponents. And that's why your two wins and seven losses and your head coach got fired, and Sam Pittman, and you know, now it's Bobby Petrino. But his exploits are really is all on the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, we'll talk about the offense later on in the show, Mike, but just kind of sticking with the defensive side of the ball. They're 0-5 in SEC play, but during those five games, they've averaged 33.4 points per game. It's not because of their offense. And once again, we'll talk about Talen Green and their rushing attack and their air game because he's a true dual-threat QB later on. But giving up 38 points per game in those SEC contests, I mean, that's why you're looking for SEC win number one this late in the season. We're in November, and here they are at seven straight losses for this Arkansas squad, Mike. And that defense has been rough. But to your point about Soare, he leads the Razorbacks in tackles with 64, but he's also got 1.5 sacks, 3 passes defensed, an interception, a forced fumble. He's a true playmaker on this Arkansas D. So it's not to say that that unit's without talent. They just have that standout player there.
Yeah, they got one. Right. So, man, you know, the rest of the guys, you know, they put a lot of NIL money, offensive line, certainly with Talen, who is a very talented football player. Now, he gets banged up because he runs the ball a lot. You know, this is a guy, I think he's rushed for over 600 yards this year.
Yep.
But, man, he's a guy that's gotten sort of beat up. But he has really improved as a passer. I saw him at Boise State where I thought that he was highly erratic throwing the football, but he's gotten much better throwing the football from the pocket, and he's accurate, and he scared the bejesus out of you when he takes off running. And we know one thing about LSU's defense with quarterbacks. Mobile guys and guys that can run have given them a lot of trouble over the last couple years. You're facing one again this coming Saturday as they play the Arkansas Razorbacks. When we come back, we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Sumrall, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on the Big 870 WWL Sports Talk. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. And it's our Tulane Tuesday segment with the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Sumrall. It's brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing a wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Big win Friday night. I was with a group we were eating supper and watching, and, man, I see you jump out to that big lead, and, man, you had everybody stirred up. And then, oh, the second half, I was like, no, coach, you can't lose this game. Can't lose it late. And so, again, congratulations on beating Memphis, a very talented football team, and a lot of teams might have folded after not playing well in the first half. One thing I give Memphis, man, they didn't fold, and, man, they got an arsenal of weapons across the board.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, they're a talented team. Got a lot of great athletes, well coached. You know, they came back in a similar game earlier this year versus South Florida and won. South Florida was up big on them, and Memphis, you know, played really well and ended up winning the game late in the game. And so they've done that before. They're accustomed to doing that. They're a group that can strike any time. And, you know, we were hot early in the game. We stalled out a little bit late in the game. We didn't really get conservative in regards to play calls. We still were trying to be aggressive, but we had some self-inflicted penalties that stalled some of our drives. You know, we get a first down and have a holding penalty and things like that that kind of set us back. But happy for the win. Glad our guys were able to respond for maybe not playing very good the week before, and happy to get a W against a team like that.
Coach, I told somebody this over the weekend in the coaching ranks that, you know, you can tell the mark of a damn good coach. And because you got kicked pretty good by UT San Antonio. You were able to get your team back, focused, ready to play. They played with a lot of energy. And then you got to go on the road and beat Memphis. That to me, and listen, I'll give you a lot of credit. You and your coaching staff did a great job, but as the team leaders on that team, and I want you to talk a little bit after answering that, Sam Howard. And what he meant to your football team playing that first half, man, that was something to see. But that's a great credit to you and your coaching staff for getting them ready and getting them back. Because, man, when you lose a game like that, you're down in the dumps and you want to hurry up and play. But, you know, you got that, you know, kind of 7-day and this is an 8-day sort of stretch. And they were ready to play early against Memphis.
Yeah, when you perform like we did the week before, you're ready to get the bad taste out of your mouth. You know, we weren't characteristic of who we are typically in that ball game, and that was frustrating and disappointing. And you know what I told them is, you can't let one become two. You know, so often in life, something you have a setback or an event that doesn't go the way you want it to go, and if you're not prepared to respond properly, you're not going to get a desired outcome later. You have to pick yourself up, dust yourself off. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. And, you know, it's losing a game sucks. But I told our team, hey, who in this team meeting room's got a pulse? Like, check to see if your blood's pumping through your veins. All right. Everybody breathing all right? Yeah, everybody's breathing all right. Let's freaking go. Like I ain't going to sit around and feel sorry for guys that are Division I football players on scholarship, NIL, rev share, whatever the heck we got going on. Like, if we're going to mope around over losing one ball game, man, you better get the hell away from me because I ain't moping. Like, we're going to respond. We're going to fight. We're going to bring it. And I was proud of our guys. Now, to the point you said, having Sam Howard return had a huge emotional impact on our team. He got dinged up a little in the game. Nothing serious. Nothing substantial. He's going to be okay. He did not return, but that was more of a coach's decision than anything. And, man, Sam's a guy, good football player, like makes plays between the white lines. But the impact he has on our team is bigger than just the plays he makes, man. He's a thermostat guy. Like, you know, there's thermostat guys and thermometer guys. Thermostat guys, they change the temperature in the room. And Sam Howard walks in the room, temperature changes. You know what I mean? And thermostats cost a lot more than thermometers. Well, Sam's a valuable piece to our football program because, man, he makes everybody in our organization better, including me. Like, when Sam Howard's around, I'm better. And so his return had a huge impact on our football team Friday night.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you can see not only as a player, but as a leader, and how those guys responded to him and him being out there. And your defense looked a lot different, too, with him out there. Now, I know he's not 100%, but, man, you couldn't tell by the way he was running the field.
Yeah, Sam's 70% is better than a lot of people's 100% because he's going to get the most out of everything he does. And he attacks things with an enthusiasm that most people can't even try to fake. You know, he's just such a natural, authentic, high energy guy. And like I said, man, that guy's everything I want our program to be about. And if everybody had his attitude, his toughness, his discipline, my job would be really, really, really easy. And so we need more Sam Howards in our world, man.
Coach, I don't know if we're burying the lead because of Retzloff's fantastic performance, but we'll get to that in just a second because I still have another question about this defense and the performance that they put on in Memphis, specifically the front seven. Coach, every time I looked up, you know, on offense, it felt like Tulane was getting a chunk play, at least in the first half, moving down the field with these big splash plays and gaining momentum that way. But on defense, the front seven just getting after Brendan Lewis, the quarterback for Memphis. And Lewis is a big dude, 6'3". He's got good size to him. At the same time, though, he was under siege for basically the entire game. The front seven had 6 sacks, you know, 10 tackles for loss. It felt like double that, coach. I know that the pressures were there as well. But just kind of talk about your defensive line, you know, entering the season, you had talked about it being the strength of your team. And they really, really did show up against Memphis.
Yeah, you could feel the intent of the front group in the game. They were, you know, it's funny, on Thursday morning before we left to go to the game, I walked into the D-line room, and I really felt like that was a focal point for us to be able to win the game. I thought our D-line versus their O-line, I liked the matchup. And so I walked into the D-line room on Thursday morning at 7:30 or something, and I just said, hey, boys, y'all can take this game over. Like, the D-line can be the reason we win this game. The front can win this game. And so, you know, and I told them, like, hey, you know who y'all need to help you play good? You don't really need anybody. Like, the corners need you. You don't need them. Like, go freaking hunt. Go dominate. Go own the game. Put the game on your back. And so it was cool to see they did that. And what was fun about it is you felt like it was a different guy every time you turned around. It wasn't like it was just one guy got off. It was a lot of guys making plays and having an impact on affecting the quarterback and then stopping a run. We stopped the run, you know, fairly effectively as well. And when you win at the line of scrimmage, it makes life a lot easier.
Coach Chaz Preston, you've heard me say this. I saw him so much when he was at St. James. I know his dad's showing really well. 3 catches, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns, 28 yards a catch. Now, if you had that kind of stat line all across the board, you'd be pretty good. But the impact of Chaz, the 2 touchdowns, but, man, the big play element that he brought to you Friday night.
Yeah, so proud of Chaz. You know, he's had some adversity early in his career. He's responded and bounced back. He's invested a lot of time into his craft and has been worked really hard, made significant improvements to his body. When he got here, I've said this numerous times, when he got here, it's kind of like he had lost some confidence in the player that he was. And, you know, he's really playing at a high level right now. You go back to the Army game, had the touchdown to push us over the top, and has had several big catches on the year. And then, you know, the post on the first play of the game was a big one, 2 touchdowns in the game. Man, Chaz is playing at a really good level right now. Happy for his success. You know, he's put a lot of work in. That's what people don't understand. It's like this level, you can't just get by with just being better than people. You got to work your tail off to have any sort of opportunity for success. And it's been neat to see Chaz's growth in all areas of his game.
You know, Coach, I kind of mentioned it earlier, the splash plays offensively, especially in the first half. Finished with 364 yards in the first half. In the very first play, talking about Chaz Preston, Jake Retzlaff finds him for a 65-yard touchdown. But it really did feel like splash play after splash play after splash play. In the passing attack, too, where Retzlaff was just being aggressive, but also finding his receivers downfield for big gains. Just kind of wanted you to get your thoughts on the passing game, which, you know, has been a little bit up and down at times this year, but it was aggressive and efficient in the first half specifically.
Yeah, I would say the reason probably it was so successful, maybe more so than some other games, I thought Jake did a tremendous job with his eyes and with his feet. You know, I thought he was calm in both areas. I thought he was seeing things and not rushing, but being calm. And then I thought his feet were really good. You know, I thought he threw with a good base and a good platform, and he played underneath himself and played strong and with confidence. And, you know, when you got a good base about you and you're looking at the right things at quarterback, it makes playing the position a lot easier.
Coach, give me one area on both sides of the ball you'd like to see improvement as you head down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, well, defensively, it's easy. We got to quit giving up so many daggum explosive pass plays. Like, that's driving me crazy. Like, they threw a post against us in a closed middle of the field defense, right, for a freaking touchdown. And, like, that should never happen. Like, I could have been the post safety and that play would have been an interception. And so – That type of stuff is ridiculous. It's sloppy. It's not detailed. We got to be way, way, way better on the back end. Right. And so I'd say defensively there, offensively, I'd say just pre-snap procedural penalties, you know, like the first half was awesome. And then the second half, really no knock on Memphis, but I felt like what stopped us in the second half was ourselves. You know, you get a holding on a first down conversion, you get a false start, you do this. It's like, well, gosh dang, you can't beat anybody. And so, you know, those two things were kind of frustrating to me. And we got to get that cleaned up because you won't get away with doing those things very often.
Coach, someone asked me to ask you about the uniform and the new look and all this, but I'm not going to ask you that. You're not a fashionista, so I'll let that pass.
No,
but I'll
like,
ask you.
I like it. I'm about it, man. Look,
okay, go ahead. I'll coach, let you roll with it.
I do like the new hoodie as well that you were rocking, Coach.
Yeah, no, I'm not. You're right. I'm not a fashionista. I got three daughters, and they're all into all that stuff. Not me, but I love the helmet, man. That helmet. So about a year ago, our equipment guys, Cody and Gabe, they kind of brought that up to me, and I'm like, they didn't have a visual of it. I'm like, can you give me a visual, like what it looks like? And they brought that, and I'm like, yes, no brainer. And so, I think it's a great tip of the cap to connect our university to the city. You know, we're the city's team. We're the city's college football team. The Saints are the pro team. I got it. We got LSU in the state. Respect their deal. You know, but we are who we are, and we embrace that. We own that. Take it squarely. Love it. Love our situation. And, proud of who we get to represent. And just want to kind of give a tip of the cap to the city, man. I think those uniforms are clean, man. Every helmet's hand painted, and they're all different a little bit. So like, no two helmets are exactly alike. The beads, the Mardi Gras beads, are a little bit unique to each one of them. Every helmet's got a little bit of uniqueness to it.
Well, I'm glad you went with the question, but I saw the picture. I like the hoodie though. I like the hoodie you were wearing, man. That is neat.
Yeah, well, you know, for my mom's sake, I'll be proper on the radio. It's roll, mother flipping wave, all right? So it's not anything real vulgar, all right? But, man, this place has got a lot of character and culture, and I embrace it. And I want our attitude to have a little edge about it. So we added something in the middle of roll wave to make sure our guys have a little edge about them.
Coach, this upcoming weekend is your first time in Yeoman Stadium in basically a month, which is kind of hard to believe.
Gosh,
but here we are.
It's been forever.
It really has. It's been a long couple of weeks. But you're back home at Yeoman Stadium. You're welcoming in FAU to town for another conference matchup. Just want to get your scouting report of the Owls.
Well, golly, they're third in the country in passing yards per game. They throw it around the yard about as good as anybody. Their quarterback's a veteran. He's 6'6", 230 pounds. He can make all the throws. They got great slot receivers. Offensive lines, you know, does a nice job with executing what they want them to do. The backs are solid. Defensively, they've got some athleticism and they're opportunistic. Got some really good front players on the D-line. So we got to play good, man. These guys are a real handful in a lot of things they do, and they're very sound in the kicking game. They do a nice job in the special teams phase as well. So we need to go out and play good football, man, have a great home environment, homecoming. It's already a sellout. Man, we just need to go play good, but we got a good football team coming in town.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it. Roll wave, and, man, put another W up on the board, brother.
Thank y'all. Roll wave.
All right. That was the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. It's our Tulane Tuesday segment, which is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, I want to thank Tulane head football coach John Summerall for joining us in hour number one. Charlie, in being out and about over the last 3 days, there's some pep in the step for Saints fans. I think some hope that, hey, you might have something here with this Tyler Shuck guy playing quarterback. And, you know, because, you know, we went so long with Drew Brees at quarterback and you didn't see that type of guy. And it is a short period of evaluation. He's only started two games, and the first one wasn't good against a very good team. I've seen it more, optimism and hope, that little word, and the defense played fantastic. They really were the reason you won Sunday against the Panthers. But Tyler Shuck has given this fan base a lot to maybe look back at, and in 2 weeks we'll find out a little bit more about him as he plays the Atlanta Falcons. But it's the first time in a long time for me. I mean, I've been doing this 40 years to see a young quarterback, and I always remember Bill Parcells making that comment, nothing gets a fan base more cranked up than a young quarterback with potential. Now, that's a dirty word, potential. But, man, we're in the early stages of it with Shuck, but I think fans got some hope now.
Mike, I just remember our interviews over the summer with Greg Cosell from NFL Films and how much he really liked Shuck as a prospect. I think he was his number two guy behind Cam Ward in that past draft.
Yes,
he had basically said
was his two.
And you saw all the things that Greg had basically told us on full display in his second NFL start against the Panthers, talking about the poise and the footwork and the arm strength and really a complete young quarterback. And I know that he caught some heat throughout pre-draft process because of his age and everything like that. He's an older prospect and everything. But just seeing him go out there and perform the way he did against a Panthers team that was coming off such a huge victory over Green Bay, it's hard to really take away from that showing because it was the best quarterback game the Saints have played all season long, Rattler or Shuck. It was the best the Saints QB has looked all season. And Shuck did that in his second NFL start. So to your point about bringing hope to Saints fans, I mean, it's there's a reason he's done that. It's because just two starts in, he's already 1-1, Mike.
I remember in the spring he said, tell me one thing about Tyler Shuck, before the Saints picked him, that you really liked. And I said, Greg, one of the things I like is his ability to step up, walk into the launch pad, and then let it loose. So Sunday night, he sends me a note, and he sends me back what I sent him. He was like, good call to tell you. Good call. and if you saw that, he wasn't walking into pressure, but he was walking into the launch pad and then setting it off. And I saw that at Louisville a year ago. Now, let's see if he can build on this, because one thing I can tell you in the NFL, you play two or three, four games, they got tape on you, they're going to try to take that away from you.
Correct.
They're going to try to make you do something they want you to do. So he's got to adjust to that. But it was something he did a year ago that I liked at Louisville. I didn't know about, he's better movement skills than what I thought, too. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this news break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.